Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey there, awesome souls. Welcome back to The Feminine Reset, your daily dose of emotional strength fuel. I'm Laura Bennett, your host. And if you're tuning in today, chances are you've had a thought or two that just wouldn't let go, maybe even a whole roller coaster ride of feelings that left you feeling drained. We've all been there, right? That inner critic whispering doubts, anxieties creeping in like unwanted house guests. But guess what? You have the power to kick those negative vibes to the curb. Today, we're diving deep into the art of letting go. It's not about burying your emotions, it's about acknowledging them, understanding their root, and choosing how to respond rather than just reacting. Think of it like this. Your thoughts are waves, constantly crashing on the shore of your mind. Letting go isn't about stopping those waves, but learning to surf them. Here are five key takeaways to help you navigate those emotional tides. First things first, awareness is your superpower. You got to know what's swirling around in that beautiful head of yours. Pay attention to those thoughts and feelings. What triggers them? When do they show up most often? Write it down, journal about it, talk it out with a trusted friend, whatever works for you. Awareness is the first step towards taking control. Ever notice how we sometimes replay negative conversations in our heads on repeat? Like a broken record stuck on fail? That's what I call the replay effect. It can be super tempting to get caught in that loop, but it only fuels those negative emotions. When you catch yourself doing this, gently redirect your attention. Engage with something positive, listen to an uplifting song, take a walk in nature, do some stretches. Challenge those negative thought patterns. They're often based on assumptions and fears, not facts. Ask yourself, is there evidence to support this thought? What would I say to a friend who had this thought? Sometimes just reframing a negative thought can shift your entire perspective. You know that feeling when you're stressed about something and suddenly realize it's not even that big of a deal in the grand scheme of things. That's the power of perspective. Don't underestimate the importance of self-care. It's not just bubble baths and face masks, although those are great too. Self-care is about nourishing your mind, body, and soul. Make time for activities that bring you joy, whether it's reading a good book, dancing like nobody's watching, or spending time with loved ones. When you feel good about yourself, you're more resilient to negativity. Finally, remember forgiveness. This doesn't mean condoning hurtful behavior, but rather releasing the anger and resentment that weighs you down. Holding on to grudges only hurts you in the long run. Forgive yourself for past mistakes and forgive others for theirs. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're stuck in traffic, late for an important meeting, and your phone is buzzing with emails. Your heart starts racing, your thoughts spiral into chaos, and you feel that familiar wave of stress washing over you. But instead of letting it consume you, you take a deep breath. You remind yourself that traffic happens, you've got this, and even if things don't go perfectly, it won't be the end of the world. You put on your favorite playlist, call your best friend for a quick pep talk, and arrive at your meeting feeling calm and collected. See? Letting go isn't about ignoring or suppressing your emotions. It's about acknowledging them, understanding their triggers, and choosing to respond with grace and strength. It's a journey, not a destination, so be patient with yourself and celebrate every small victory along the way. So, my amazing listeners, are you ready to take charge of those negative thoughts and emotions? Share your biggest takeaways in the comments below. And remember, if this episode resonated with you, don't forget to share it with a friend who could use a little emotional strength boost. We're all in this together. Until next time, keep shining bright, my friends.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.